All right, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I should answer him.
We were wondering if you were hearing.
Well, okay, I when Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, we should be the same way. We should not be ashamed ever of the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the most spectacular truth in the world. And God gave it to us to give to other people. He didn't give it to us to hold and hoard and hide. He gave it to us to share with other people. And so there should never be a time that we are ashamed of the gospel. And I've had people say, well, you know, I haven't had any instruction on how to lead somebody to Christ. You don't need instruction. You know. You went through it. You should be able to tell somebody else what happened to you, what happened in your soul, what God did for you, and why he did it and how he did it. How did God do that? He did it by sacrificing the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. You know that. Christ shed his blood for your sin, but he also said he shed his blood for the sins of the whole world. There is nobody in the world who cannot have their sins forgiven if they will just ask Jesus. And so when Paul says he's not afraid of the gospel or not ashamed of it, he was not ashamed of the gospel. He talked about it every place he went, and he started many churches. So we need to be able to talk to people about their souls. And the reason that they don't talk to them is because they're ashamed of the gospel. And so there may be times in our lives where we have been ashamed and don't want to admit it. We don't want to think about that. We don't want to approach it from that standpoint. We think, well, I just didn't have the time to do that. And I used to stop for people alongside the road all the time. When I would see somebody broken down, I would stop to see if I could be of help. And I would tell them I was stopping because I was a Christian. I would hand them a gospel tract and witness to them a little bit. I don't do that anymore. And a lot of times I'll think, well, they looked sort of rough. I don't want to get involved with them. And that's not the right attitude on my part. So, people, we have the greatest story ever told anywhere. We have the greatest story ever told anywhere. We have personally experienced God's love and how his love has been directed toward us. And we've seen God's grace poured into our lives so that we can arrive at the point where our sins are forgiven. And our soul is given new life. And it happens to us, and we know that it's real. So we should be able to tell others about that. We should be able to do that. Why can't we tell someone else what happened to us? Well, I don't know what happened. Okay. And that's not true. That's not true. Okay, I'm going to take a chance right now and tell you the truth about why we don't tell others about Jesus like we should most of the times that we don't. There are two main reasons for us not to witness. Reason number one is that our pride gets in the way. Oh, I don't want them to think I'm a nut or I'm a fanatic. That's one of the reasons. Reason number two, and this is an important reason, the devil doesn't want us to, because he's afraid of losing one of his people. And so if the devil can distract us, he will do so. Oh, it's not always the devil himself. It's one of his minions. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody about the Lord and pretty soon somebody steps in and begins to talk to them about something else? Yeah. And you try and go back to that, and you can't get back to it. That's the devil working. Excuse me. The devil made me do it. So there's the two main reasons. One is our pride. We don't want to be thought ill of. Or there's another part to that. None of us. Let me ask a question. Who here loves to be rejected? What, no hands? You don't like rejection? I don't like rejection. When people say, I haven't got time for that, or I don't want to talk about that, that's rejection. And we don't like rejection. That hurts our pride. It does. If you really want to look at it, it hurts our pride. So that's one of the two reasons that we don't give the testimony or the witness that we need to give. And so the devil does not want us to do that, and he will do whatever he can to interrupt it. This is part of the war that is going on around us, and we are getting used to losing battles. Every time we don't talk to someone about the Lord, we are losing the battle. Now, I think that we lose sight of the fact that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And if we don't give out the gospel, people will not get saved, and the devil will be happy with us. God may not be too happy, but all God's enemies will be rejoicing over our negligence to serve for the Lord. In many cases, God has prepared people to receive a witness from a Christian about how to be saved, and they are ready because God has brought circumstances into their life to prepare them for that moment when you say, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me share Jesus Christ with you." God has prepared them for that moment. He's prepared their hearts for that moment, and they're going to be ready to pray. It's just like when A.B. and I went over here to Lee Johnson's brothers, and we walked in, and he had been rejecting the gospel for over 20 years, rejecting it, didn't want to talk about it, would not talk about it. And when we walked in, the first question he asked us, "Can you tell me how to get saved?" God had already done the work. God had done it, not us. It wasn't anything that we didn't offer him any money and we didn't offer him any benefits. We just went there. We went there to talk to him about the Lord. And we had been praying. I had asked you folks to pray about that. People, he was ready. And there are people like that all around you. God has prepared their hearts. They're wanting somebody to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we don't do it, a lot of times they won't get told. And so the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And God wants us to tell others. God has prepared them to hear, and God has prepared them to respond. And they will respond. God has brought circumstances into their life to cause them to be ready. Now, if we fail to witness when God has made all of the arrangements, then we have abandoned a lost soul to hell. Now, we don't think about that. We don't think about it that way. At least I don't. Well, the fact that I didn't witness to that man or that woman means I'm abandoning them to hell. And yet that's what we're doing, folks. We've got to admit the truth. God wants to use us. He wants to use you. He wants to use me. And he wants to use every one of you. There is no exception. God wants to use you to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ. And God, if you ask God, he'll prepare them ahead of time. God, I don't know who I'm going to meet today, but I want to go out there. And so, Father, go ahead of me and prepare their hearts to receive the gospel and to respond to the gospel. And you will find that people will do that. You will find that they will. So we have to be careful. There's going to come a time when we shall stand, and we'll stand before that soul while that soul is being judged. Think about this. They're going to go through a judgment, great white throne judgment, it's called, and they're going to look at you, because their whole life is going to be documented in front of them. And they're going to look at you and they're going to say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? And God's going to ask you the same question. Why didn't you tell him? Very serious question, folks. Why don't you tell him? Why don't you do what God wants you to do? So, in eternity, we're going to have to answer some questions. So, you will have to answer that lost soul on its way to hell. Think of that. The last person that soul will see before they go to hell will be you, and they will ask you the question, why didn't you tell me? You won't have an answer for it. That won't be the end for you. God is going to ask you the very same question. And you're going to have to tell him the truth. Well, I didn't have time, Father. I was doing 60 miles an hour and I just went past him. And that's the truth. What will you tell God about why you didn't tell that lost soul about Jesus? I like to think of myself as a very positive person. So, why do you think that God saved you? Other than the fact that he loves you. He expects you to tell others. And he's going to send others into your life. These people are not going to accidentally wind up in front of you or crossing your path. It's not going to be an accident. We all have the duty to spread the gospel. We can do it with our money by helping support missionaries. We can do it by telling others ourselves about Jesus, since we know him personally. There is something said in verse 17 that may need some explanation. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, there's an expression in the middle of verse 17. For this is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Revealed from faith to faith. What does that mean?
Different religions.
Huh?
From your faith to your religion to another religion.
It means that you already have the faith. Yes. And you need to approach and share that faith with someone who doesn't have it.
Okay.
See, the lost person doesn't have faith, or they wouldn't be lost. And so God has given you faith to share with others. Everything that God gives you is to be shared. Everything that God gives you is to be shared. Your time, your personality, your talents, they're all to be shared with others. And so when it says that that God, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith. Someone who has faith, that's you, and that's me, to faith. We are to bring these other people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what Paul has written here. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so if we are living by faith, we will share that faith with those we come in contact with. Many believers have never thought about it, what this verse is really saying. And it's absolutely necessary as a part of the believer's life. God clearly says so right here in this verse. If a person is not a believer, that person does not have any faith. They have no faith to share. Excuse me. If they don't have any faith, how can they share it? So when verse 17 talks about revealing from faith to faith, it's talking about someone with faith sharing their faith with someone without faith. Someone without faith shares with someone without faith, and they are able to exhibit faith because of it. God is saying in this verse that he expects people, us, you and I, to share with people without faith so that they can have faith to share with someone else. God's plan for the church worked at first. The early church shared their faith with people and people responded, just like Peter with 3,000 and then 5,000. But it doesn't seem to be working today because not many people share their faith because of pride. They're afraid of being ill thought or rejected. People are too proud to humble themselves and tell others about Jesus Christ. We all need to plan to talk to someone each day about Jesus. That was the great commission given to the disciples in Matthew 28. And that's the same commission given to each of us today. Will you be one to go? Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Father, we come before you tonight, asking you to help us to be more faithful in our witnessing to others, more faithful in sharing the gospel. And Father, if there's any confusion in our mind about what the gospel is and how to share it, we ask that you will let your Holy Spirit show us and use us and speak through us to those we come in contact with who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be fruitful for you. Help us to be faithful for you. And help us, Father, magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Glorify him. And may others who see him in us desire him, that we may have the opportunity of sharing him with them. Help us, Father, never to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.